Homosexual men don't exist in the Russian Republic, and as Mrs. reports, 100 homosexuals have been rounded up, tortured, and sometimes killed. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beach Boys concert production. Join us Friday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, live in the event center. The sounds of surf, sun, and classic cars sets the backdrop for this recreation of the 1960s Beach Boys with Catch a Wave. With vocal harmony beyond belief, Catch a Wave is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beach Boys, sporting authentic details just as you remember. Remarkable harmonics evoking that surf pop sound. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 19th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Tuesday edition of KCNR 1460. Welcome to all of you chat packers on KCNR1460.com. You're probably wondering, where is Carl Bott? Where's that? Got something stuck in your craw voice. Well, he had the opportunity on his bucket list is to go out and wild boar hunt. And he got a call late last night that he had the opportunity to go do that today. So, again, you heard my voice Friday when he was turkey hunting and went out and had success with that. So we wish him well. Anyway, good morning. We've got a very interesting show. Bob and I are going to be talking about something that's happening that's, again, trending. It's the malware. We're going to be covering that. And then we have Scott Joss will be in the house today. Very excited about this guy who is so multi-talented. He is a guitar player, a songwriter, Americana music, mostly known as being the most outstanding fiddle player. He's won legions of awards. He's played with, of course, he's the Sidemen, and he's going to be in concert here at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. But he played with Merle Haggard and Dwight Yoakam, and the list goes on and on. We'll talk about that in the 7:30 hour. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Kelly Verhoog that's going to come on and talk about it. I think a successful program in dealing with mental illness, and to talk about the success rate of, I think it's a personal testimony or something. But we love Kelly, and so she always brings such an educated view, and is very informative for guests with us as well. And so we'll be talking about that later on in the show. But good morning, Bob.
And good morning, Linda.
How's
beautiful
it?
Day out
it's
there.
It's a beautiful day. Should we do a little bit about the weather?
Sure thing.
Okay, 63 degrees, mostly sunny today. Okay, was it my imagination, or did I get in my car yesterday and it said 88?
If yesterday afternoon, that was entirely possible. The afternoon high was pushing up towards the 90-degree mark.
Wow, because I went and had the dog groomed, and later in the day when I picked her up, I thought, you've got, and she's part Pomeranian, so she starts to pant. And I looked up and I said, come on, the car has just been sitting in the sun, 88. Anyway, so today we'll have about 90 degrees, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with our highs of around 95. Wednesday night calls for clear with our lows of around 65 and mostly sunny on Thursday. Now, Thursday night we get into the slight chance of thunderstorms before midnight. I don't know about you, but I love summer thunderstorms. I know we don't like to think about the lightning hitting any dry, but I don't know if it's going to be dry anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, when the skies rumble, it's exciting.
It is a very, you know, Mother Nature's fury and wrath unleashed, and you can watch it from the safety of your room. But another couple of weeks, it is going to be an area of concern because the conditions are drying out very rapidly because of the very wet spring. We have an awful lot of understory, which is the fuels that feed the big fires. So we will want to be very careful already doing the outdoor activities like running the weed trimmer or the lawnmower, things like that, because even now there's a potential for wildland fire before everything is in place. So let's be careful and get through another summer without a catastrophic fire in Shasta County.
Oh, please, from your lips to God's ears anyway. So, so I would think... And we just because it's rained for 4 months, that we're exactly what you're saying, kind of coupling off what you said, is that we have, now we can do anything. We can just do anything and not worry about.
No, it's rarely because we get some north wind and it will dry out extremely quickly. And there's an awful lot of, you should see my lawn. We were gone for 4 days and it exploded.
Mm-hmm. My roses are amazing.
Yeah, well, but in areas that haven't been kept up, vacant lots, things like that, even some back areas where it's been too wet to treat before this. And now it's just growing like crazy. Well, those grasses and bushes are going to grow very quickly and then dry out, and that becomes the ladder fuels that will feed what starts as a small fire, say a spark when your lawnmower hits a rock, or maybe you don't have a proper spark arrestor. What could start out as a small fire can grow very, very quickly. And in the next couple of weeks, that is going to become a huge concern for all of us.
I was in a concern because we live downtown, and one of the houses, I was thinking when I drove up like South Street around South and Gold, was it possible that somebody was doing a little, like a controlled burn
there
in
their front?
There was
some dooryard burning. It hasn't been, I think it is still open for that. It's a trend that is being moved away from because, yes, it's an easy way to get rid of brush and grass and leaves and things like that, but it pumps an awful lot of smoke in the air, and it as the season grows on, pretty soon the fire marshal will declare no more dooryard burning. You're supposed to get a permit, although a lot of people don't bother, and that can cost you.
I don't think it's a good idea. I know it's not convenient, but if you lived on 5 acres, I could see doing a controlled burn. But if you're in downtown Reading, I don't understand if you have a next door neighbor that is 200 yards away or 100 yards away.
It can exacerbate asthma and things like that. Yeah.
So I wanted to, people were just walking by like it was no big deal. So I thought, okay, this is a controlled burn, but it was putting an awful lot of smoke out.
We're used to that, but I think it's going to be less so. Air quality becomes a very important thing. They usually close that window in about 2 weeks from now.
Okay, well, there you go. So we did a read for the weather. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I didn't get a chance to mention yesterday, the entire weekend, Brenda and I were up with the Coast Guard Auxiliary on Shasta Lake. A lot of debris on the lake, but it is still only 10 feet from the top. So it's absolutely gorgeous. So the marinas are they are gearing up. We were at Antlers. They had everything that floated out being refitted after years of not being able to get enough water on the lake to be able to do a lot of recreation. All the marinas and resorts are gearing up for what could be a record-breaking season. So
got to be giddy. Very excited for them.
Extremely so.
I think I heard a report something about Trinity Dam.
Trinity Lake is, for the first time in like 10-plus years, is very, very full. The northern end of the lake was essentially just a mud flat and just dirt for years and years, and now there's water up that far. So Trinity Lake would be a good... It's going to be to the point where you can almost walk across Shasta, jumping from boat to boat. Trinity is going to be worth the drive to go up and enjoy that very beautiful lake up there, Clarinda Lake.
So now, a lot of the Weaverville folks will go to Cedar Dam. They'll go to Cedar Dam or Cedar Lake where they are 20 minutes away from, like, what we would be here from here to Whiskeytown. So Weaverville will go up Cedar Lake. So where is Trinity Lake?
You turn off, you take the Lewiston turnoff, and then you go up. Trinity Lake is a very long, skinny lake, but it has got just beautiful shorelines. So if you turn, before you get to Weaverville, you turn onto Lewiston mm-hmm. Road and go out to towards Trinity Lake. It's a big lake.
It's not where Trinity Center.
Actually, Trinity Center is at the extreme northern end.
Okay. Where they have the little airline, airstrip.
Yeah.
Airlines, airstrip. Okay, currently 63 degrees. Today, again, it's going to be 90. We're already at break time. Don't forget the Military Order of the Purple Heart is this Saturday. It's their golf. I think they're still taking whole sponsorships if you'd like to do that. The format will be 4-person scramble with 1 p.m. shotgun start. They need your participation. They're requesting a minimum of $150 to sponsor a hole. Of course, you know, this is all, you can write it off as well. It's good stuff, you guys, to support the Military Order of the Purple Heart, truly. So check that out. You can give him a call at call Bill Phelan. Of course, he'd love to take your call today. 339-5449. When we come back, we're going to be talking about malware and spying. Something Bob's got some great information, something that's
ransomware.
Trending.
Ransomware.
Whoa, ransomware. All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Join me this Thursday night in Overtime Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino from 6:30 to 8:30. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be swinging the night away with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Lou White on sax and flute. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Thursday, May 4th, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Britney Spears. That's a great workout song. You know, sure. I can just see that that would make you want to...
Well, and the song is Toxic, which is sort of a lead into where I wanted to go in this segment.
Absolutely, yeah. Bob. Let's talk about this and share with our listeners about this ransomware. It's taking a company's hostage.
We've heard stories about cyber criminals freezing users of individuals and businesses and even agencies out of their computer systems. We'll talk about how it happens, but essentially your computer or in increasing number of cases, your mobile device becomes unusable because a bit of software has gotten in there that either changes your access codes or scrambles your files, and the bad guys then turn around and offer to sell you the key to unlock the encryption on your files. This is extremely high-level, government-level of encryption that would take years for a decrypting program to unscramble unless you have the correct key. Typically, you will get a banner that pops up on the screen that says, your computer has been locked, you have X number of hours to pay so many dollars, or you will lose your data forever. Now, most of us have smugly thought, well, we're not IBM, we're not a business, we're not a hospital. I have nothing that anybody would really be interested in, so therefore, I'm not going to be too worried about this. But what the bad guys have figured out is they don't need to get the million-dollar payouts from big companies. They can get $200-$300 from an individual because all your baby pictures, all your vacation memories, all your financial records on your PC are suddenly inaccessible.
I believe
so
one time.
Think about that.
Yeah, I remember one time turning on a computer. I'm not sure if it was my particular computer, but the big red square came up, and I just immediately turned it off.
Right. Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, if you get one of these pop-ups while you're surfing around, warning, your computer is infected. Ignore that sucker. Do not even click the X because they can rewrite these banners so that clicking the X, which normally closes the program, actually launches it. Because it requires a user interaction to get around your operating system. On a similar vein, if you get an email that you are the least bit curious about that is out of context, and we have been assaulted repeatedly here at KCNR, to emails alleging to be from Carl that are a spreadsheet. Now, there is no reason on God's green earth Carl would ever send me a spreadsheet. But launching that spreadsheet fires off the malware payload, which spreads the infection to yet another computer. So malware does two things. First of all, it causes some sort of harm, either spying on or encrypting your computer, but it also, like a virus, hence the name, makes a copy of itself, looks at your address book, and blasts out a bunch of emails to everybody on your list, and that's how these things get propagate around.
Well, you hear this on Facebook, that somebody said that I was hacked. I mean, there's been a lot of it lately.
Yes, yes.
Lots of it lately. I've been hacked. If you get an email from me, and then I think there was something recently about foul words and kind of creepy things inside of...
Well, there's malicious hacking, and then, of course, there is hacking for fun and profit. And this has become a multi-billion-dollar business just in the last couple of years. So what can you do to protect your system from becoming a... of course, prevention is 99% of the deal to protect yourself first. First of all, update your machine. Yes, Windows updates are an absolute pain in the keister, but they do have an awful lot of people who are looking very hard at all these threats and doing workarounds to avoid your computer from being infected. Your device should be running current apps and operating system software. Another way to avoid getting hacked is to use authentication. Now, this is a little bit of extra work on your part, but your email, online banking, and other key accounts can use two-factor authentication. So normally we just rely on our password. And an amazing number of people, Linda, still use password or 123 or my little secret or something easily guessable. And that's the first thing that these automated hacking programs will try when you're under assault constantly. So I tell people, if you want to pick a very difficult to guess password, come up with a phrase that means something to you, and then substitute some of the letters with numbers that suggest the same thing. So a number 1 for the letter L, a 0 for the letter O, things like that. Mix cases. Do anything to make that harder for a randomly generated password to be able to pick apart. Now, two-factor authentication adds a layer by sending a one-time code to your phone or to another device that you then have to input before you can access your account. Is it time-consuming? Yeah. Is it a little bit of a pain? Yeah. But it adds you a layer of protection.
So that's Windows, but how about Macs?
Same thing. My MacBook requires two-factor authentication to be able to get into it. Same with, and my tablet, of course, requires a thumbprint to get into
it. Okay, well, that might, like the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yesterday when we had on James Masada, he brought this up, and we thought it was so important to talk about it. Thank God, Bob, you're the expert. You and Brenda have Boomer Tech on the weekends on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Your show is so informative, and somebody can go back in the archives to listen to this. James was talking about Gorilla Glue, that this company had gone in, hacked, found the formula, as well as a Netflix very popular series that had not released.
Oh, yes, Orange is the New Black. Yes. Is out in the wild because these hackers got hold of the files from some kind of processor or reviewer, somebody who had all these files on their drive, downloaded it, and then told the producers, either pay up or we will release these files out on the public servers. The company chose not to pay, and that's the one thing. Absolutely paying ransom on this ransomware is an absolute last resort. Some hospitals have said, oh, no, we'll just pay up right away. Well, that just emboldens the bad guys. Mm-hmm. There's a number of sites you can go to, and I'm trying, and make sure that you get your Bitdefender or Kaspersky or Symantec, whatever your antivirus is, keep it absolutely up to date. Last year, ransomware victims paid an average of $300 to unlock their data, but that is going up because the bad guys are realizing this really works. So there's a number of when you do your research to try to find a way to get your computer unlocked, do some research. Don't click on the first thing that comes up when you do a search, because that can actually add another infection to your computer because the bad guys are onto that. So back up all your stuff on a hard drive that is not always connected to your computer. So you can get a 1 terabyte external drive at Costco or Best Buy or wherever for $100 or less.
And how do you back up? If somebody's never backed up anything, what do you do?
Most external hard drives come with a backup program built in. So when you install the hard drive, plug it into your USB port usually. Mm-hmm. On Mac, it might be on your Thunderbolt port. There's a software that comes with the drive that will take everything and back it up. Cloud backups are good, but the infected files could be backed up into the cloud.
Wow.
So the safest thing to do is, when you know your computer is good and clean, back everything up onto that external drive and then unplug it. That way you have an archive copy that you can restore, because on Windows, Windows 10 and even on Mac, you can put a clean copy of the operating system, wipe your drives, and start from scratch. And if you've got all your data on that external drive, you just load it back. Time-consuming, but at least you've still got your stuff. When in doubt, you get a message or an email from somebody, toss it if you have the slightest doubt.
Well, you know, I do that. I haven't cleaned my trash on my email for a long time. For a long time. I probably should do that as a daily habit. I used to do it more frequently. But I know we've got to take a break. We've got a really great guest coming up. But
we'll talk about this more on Boomer.
Well,
Tech
we
Radio.
Definitely need to hear more about this and figure out how to be proactive. Okay, coming up after the break, Scott Joss and the Sidemen. They will be performing their Western Swing Gypsy Jazz and Country this Saturday at the Pilgrim Church. We're so excited
Pilgrim
to have
Congregational,
him.
that famous architect whose name is
right, Frank Lloyd
Wright.
Love it. All right, so he's going to be here after the break in just a few minutes. Excited. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
The time has come to say goodbye. I'll kiss away the tears you cry.
Love this song.
Yeah.
Nothing ends once it begins, babe, until we love again.
That's at the Pilgrim.
It is.
I can tell by the beautiful rock behind you.
Is your producer good or what?
Good morning, everybody. This is like, you know, the thrill of my life is to be around great musicians, you know, people who are
there's some here.
Yeah. And with us this morning is the one and only Scott Josh, Aunt Pete, and Gwen. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Aunt Pete, you are the creator or the president or the of the Oak Song Society.
Vice president the and vice artistic president. Director.
Artistic
yes.
director. Okay, ooh. AD. All right. And so you've been able to bring in some incredible acts and at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your program and your affiliation with Scott Joss.
Well, we've been doing shows for, gosh, close to 20 years now at various venues, and we're incredibly lucky to be able to do our shows at the Pilgrim Church. We've been doing it there for about 5 years now. And, of course, Scott is a good friend of the society, and we've tried to bring him in and his friends as often as we can and have the opportunity to bring him this Saturday to the finale show of our 2016-17 season. So we just count ourselves as incredibly lucky.
I'm always the last one they bring in. I think it was the same.
Oh,
way
no,
last
no, no,
time.
No. Oh, grand yeah. finale, yeah, my yeah. friend.
Scott Joss and the Sideman this Saturday, an evening of Western Swing Gypsy Jazz. I love that Gypsy Jazz and Country from Shasta County's own legendary Sideman. Well, welcome to the Schmore. Welcome to the Schmore.
The Schmore.
The Schmore, yes. Scott Joss. You like that?
I do. I do. I love slips of the tongue like that. It always makes me laugh.
Legendary.
Yeah, legendary.
Pete got me with that when he made these posters we're looking at here.
You know, What's been happening for you in the last few years? Just about in your career and your travels?
Well, it's pretty much the same thing that's always been happening. It was just Merle for the last 15 years up until the day he went home or passed away or died, however you want to say it. And now it's been kind of a year of thinking about it and looking back at all the things that have happened and that have been given to me over the years as a musician. It's been really great to have the stop. I kind of needed that after 30 years of buses and planes and trains continuously nonstop. It was... I think I kind of burned out for a while, you know, and after Merle passed away, I was given the time to go, okay, kind of regroup and think about what I'm doing.
Major and, reflection.
Yeah, and I've been spending a lot of time with my family, which is something that was kind of at a minimum over all of these years. I missed a lot of birthdays, a lot of...
Filling yourself up with that good family juice.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, just realigning and going, wow, it's really been a wonderful ride, and wherever it goes now, I'm good. You know, I've kind of quit struggling against, what am I going to do now? Oh, my God.
Isn't it interesting how nice to be at peace with that?
Yeah.
Because I think as an artist and a musician, and so, and especially being you have been playing the fiddle. Was that your first?
Or did it play me? I'm not sure.
Probably both. You know, you become one with. I mean, that's your right leg or your left arm.
Yeah.
So how old were you? Because when I think of Scott Joss, I know that you're this well-rounded. Not only that, you're just a nice man.
Well,
all right.
Thank
so
you.
I always enjoy being in your company.
Wow.
But, and that's a big thing to say because a lot of times, you know, in our field, in artistic field, you know, somebody could be super great at something and not necessarily fantastic. So good for you. I applaud you for really trying to be well-rounded. That's in life for anybody, really, in any profession. I think that's something that we all hope that in the end we can say, I was a good friend, I was a good father, I was a good, just there.
Well, sure.
Just there.
Sure.
But what when you go back to when did you begin, and how and what made you start to say that's what I want to do?
Well, I've told this story many times, and I'll make it short. But years ago, I was at Bonneview Elementary School going to school, and I'd say it's around probably fourth or fifth grade. I'm pretty sure it was there. Jana. Her name was then Jana Greif, became Jana J. She came to town, and a great fiddle player, and she came to our school. She went to all the elementary schools, and just her and her fiddle, and she played at our little cafeteria slash gymnasium thing, and they brought all us kids in from elementary school there, and we sat around in, on the floor, and she played three or four tunes, and I remember just staring at that and just amazed. I mean, not having any musical interest before that point, but I just knew.
You were thunderstruck.
I had to have one of those. Mm-hmm. And
do that.
And begged my parents to buy me one, whatever it took. And they did, gratefully. And she started the fiddle class. And that just began to eat my life. You know,
wow. It's
just like, I just knew. I don't know how. It was definitely one of those moments.
So she was your mentor.
She was the first. Mm-hmm. She was the first. And, of course, she went on to be Buck Owens' first female fiddle player in the Buckaroos and became the first Buckarette, you know, probably the only Buckarette. And that's what started it. And, of course, Merle living in town, I didn't know anything about that at that time. I didn't know Merle from a hole in the ground, you know, just a little kid. All I wanted to play was that fiddle. And luckily, that was a golden time here in Northern California. I was telling my wife yesterday, it seems like every step was just laid out for me the minute that step had to be made. And we had the fiddle that came into my life, District 6 Fiddle Association, which was one of the most amazing golden times in fiddle playing. A billion kids came out of this area and played fiddle all at the same time.
Still are hugely active.
Yeah, but at that point it was huge. I mean, there was guitar players, bass players, Adrian Jacoby, Lee Bruchette, all, you know, from that time area, but it couldn't have been placed any finer and any better than that particular time. All the contests, and that led to when I finally had enough of old-time fiddle playing, which I absolutely adore, but you have to kind of keep moving, as you know. You can't stay in one little genre forever. And I was introduced through some local musicians, Roy Warmack, Norm Stevens, who are legendary musicians in this area, introduced me to swing and jazz and different Stephen Grappelli, Joe Venuti, all these other kind of players, and kind of weaned me away from the old-time fiddling, which opened up a whole nother aspect of music, which, of course, led me to then discovering people like Tiny Moore and Johnny Gimble, who all played with Merle, who then I discovered on an 8-track tape in a back room and went, oh, my God, who's this guy? And I went and found all the Merle records and then found out, of course, he lived in town and was gracious enough to kind of take a recommendation from Tiny Moore, who I met at fiddle contest. You should watch this kid. He might be something someday. And he did. He started watching and listening, paying attention. And that led to the first gig in 1981. I was 19. Went right from little old Reading here to Carnegie Hall in New York after playing at Arts Place.
Really?
If anybody remembers Arts Place.
That's a big jump.
Oh, it was huge.
That's like, you know.
Scared the crap out of me.
Let's dive off the huge cliff.
Oh, yeah.
Carnegie Hall, Reading.
Arts Place down here at the Foundry Square. Playing for 40 people with Easy Pick and Paul Blackwell and Rick Hobbs are playing with me at the Oak Song deal here. They're a couple of my very favorite people. I love them dearly, and they put up with me when I was a kid, let me play in the little band we had. You know, my crazy times. But they're like one of the few that are left that are still playing from my growing up time. So I continue to play with them because they just...
Sort of a reunion of sorts.
Well,
huh?
We never really... There is no reunion because we never really went away. But it's... They played at the first Oak Song thing. And I will continue to play with them. I love them dearly.
They're like your brothers.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah, I would walk to the ends of the earth for either one of them.
I bet you guys have a conversation with the intimacy of... Music. It would be like if you're in a play and you travel on the road together and you're in the theater and you're on stage in that moment. It happens with music because there's a conversation. You can love your spouse, love your wife, love your husband, love your, you know, everybody, but it's hard to try to explain what happens when you can just like lift a little bit of your shoulder and your guys, your players know you so well. They go, it's like a communication that happens with a twink of the eye,
yeah.
A movement. It's just like this, it's like when you have one with the horse and you just like kind of put your knee on the side of the horse and they go, okay, this is what I'm supposed to. This is that kind of thing that you have.
Sure.
You build this relationship that is.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you can't,
yeah.
Words cannot explain it.
No.
Except for maybe in a great song.
That's true. That's true. And the joy of that is not only do they know me, but I know them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they lift a shoulder or hold their head a certain way, I know what they're thinking.
Right.
So it's not all a one-way street. Yeah, it's a pretty special thing, and I'm honored that I have people that even want to play with me in the first place. I've always kind of put myself on a little lower level than everyone around me. I think that Paul and Rick are probably better musicians than I am, and so I always feel like I've got to come up to their level. And it's true of whoever I'm playing with. I kind of work trying to come up to their level.
So we're going to take a break. Can you stay with us?
Of course.
And so, I want to ask if that's something that you work in your life, that, you know, there's a part of being when you have humility and you're humble, even when you know that you have all of these accolades, awards and, statues and all the great things that one would want to accomplish in life as far as, in society, as far as the top of your field, but to keep the humility in your life, there's got to be a secret to that too. So when we come back, we'll talk a little. Can I get in your head a little bit and ask you about you?
I'll do it every
okay.
year. Okay.
Scott Joss is such a treat, and with us also is Pete Angwin, who is the vice president of Oak Song Society, and you guys bringing such wonderful quality musicians, and it's just.
Well, he's the big guy now.
We need the beautiful. We need these kinds of things in our lives in order to keep our hearts happy and our minds free.
So, community through music.
Community through music. Perfect. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Until we love again.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with, for Pete's sake, Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, De Thief, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
This was back in 1985 in Sacramento.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, now, I may have been there that night.
Oh, who would remember? At that
remember there was a steel player named Mike. He was a steel player, and he was in Sacramento, and he went to Nashville. We played together. And he was a friend of yours, and there was an event that we did or something down in...
Would it be Mike Skaggs?
Mike Skaggs.
Yeah, I know Mike. He lives in Nashville now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he moved
Mike
back there.
Mike Skaggs,
I don't
yeah.
think he's playing much, but he's a great guitar player, wonderful, yeah. and then picked up the steel just on a whim.
Yeah.
And went, oh, we'll play that.
He was a good guy. Met him in Sacramento, mm-hmm. and it was some kind of
and it may have been at the
club.
Old Country Comfort Lounge, probably.
Could have been.
Raylene Bell, yeah. you know. I spent a lot of time there, I'll tell you. That's a picture from that time
frame. It would have been the 80s, that's it, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So welcome back to KCNR 1460. Linda Bott here. And actually, Carl is usually at the helm here. And if you listened to the show earlier, he is had the opportunity last night to get in on a wild boar hunt this morning. So he's out. I don't even know where he is. He'll have to tell you about it later. But
better
you know,
than
it's,
wild goose chase.
It's all right. He's been on it. It's been his bucket list. And he's been out a few times. And he's not had the fortunate opportunity yet to come home with his prize. So we'll see what happens. In fact, our next guest, Kelly, just talked about, we're going to have a couple war stories there. But with us this morning, of course, is Scott Joss, who's going to be performing this weekend at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. How do we get
tickets?
Yes,
they are. Tickets are available at the Music Connection and also online at www.brownpapertickets.com. Just run a search when you get to that site, Scott Joss and the Sidemen. It'll take you right to it.
How wonderful. So May 6th, what time is the show? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and the doors will open at 7:15.
Fantastic. Well, before we took our break, we were talking with Scott regarding about humility and humbleness and how after all the years and being around, you know, lots of ego, lots of testosterone, lots of... You know, how do you stay calm in that atmosphere? Not that I'm saying, but you played with some of the world's, you played with the world's best.
Well, in the country field, sure. When you finally realize that it's not about you, you know, we're all given gifts, all of us. Some of us in music, some of us in other art forms. Some of us here sitting behind the board at a radio station. And there's always someone better than you. I mean, if you can remember that, you're never at the top of the food chain. I don't care who you are. There's always somebody better. And that kind of helped me, I guess. And I've always kind of, like we were talking before we took our break, I'm always trying to work up to people, and it doesn't really matter who it is. There's something to work up to, no matter what you're doing. As you know, you're in the business too.
Wouldn't you say, Scott, that with that philosophy? Because you know, thank you for sharing that. Because I think everybody could hear that when you feel that way in life, that makes other people raise their bar.
I think so. I mean, that's why I think I keep raising my bar. And we're not talking about, you know,
I understand.
Having a drink,
I understand. But people want to be. If you think that much of me, or I'm just taking, hypothetical. If I'm that person, and you think that much of me, I better be the best that I can be. And each time you become better because you know you're raising each other's standards.
Well, that's kind of the point, isn't it?
I hope
I mean, if who wants to be around someone who thinks that they've got nowhere else to go, they're the best they can be. And you're looking at him going, no, I don't think so. You know.
So you have, do you have some songs rolling around in your head that you, what was the last project you produced or that you released?
I haven't produced and or released anything in a long time. It's all been about live playing. I've done some things that I'm proud of that we'll do on the show, but I'm not coming out there to hawk a new album. I enjoy playing for this town and the people in this town. I'm not, I mean, the last time we played, I had some old albums from long ago and just some leftovers and we sold those, but I didn't come into this thinking, I need a new record. I don't know. I'm just playing for the pure joy of playing at this point. I mean, it's come to that after full circle of, I mean, I make a living playing and have for many years. At this point, I got nothing else to sell, nothing else to say other than we're just going to play some music and hopefully people enjoy it. I'm not beating people here. Buy my record. It's a long road.
I love this because I feel your heart. And, I'm sure those who are listening are like, man, that's Scott Joss. That's just going to be pure music, pure feeling, pure intention.
Well, warts and all. Lots of mistakes.
Best way to do it.
Train wrecks in the middle of things.
That's it.
But just
what
a great
I like.
Fun.
Yeah.
A great fun evening.
That's the best. It is what it is.
I get to play for my friends. Yeah. Those that come. They're all. I've known all these people forever. The last time we played at Oak Song, it was just full of friends, and I kind of remember that going. You know, you can't come to these people going, here, I got this old record. I want you to buy while you're here. Nah, I'd rather. Let's just play and I get to play with my friends and play for my friends.
Play for your friends. So Pete, tell us about Oak Song. Give us a little history of Oak Song.
Oh boy. I'll try to give it
Is there a little history?
I'll try to give it the short version as well here. But,
talk away.
We've been at it for just about 20 years now. Barry Hazel and Malene Hazel and a group of friends in Oak Run started it up, and we're putting together concerts up at Oak Run in the summertime. And the very first show was literally on a front porch, and 250 people showed up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was obvious that there was a need for this, a desire for it, and so it continued and grew into a summertime thing at Gray Pine Farm in Oak Run. So as that grew, started doing shows in the fall, winter, and spring at Bernie's Guitar. Because we had put together quite a nice friendship, partnership, whatever, with Bernie Baker, and who has been just all throughout just an amazing friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we continue with that with Bernie's Guitar. But about 5 years ago, Bernie went out of business, and it shifted over to the Music Connection. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, and it was a total coincidence, we were given the invitation to put on shows at the Pilgrim Church. And when Barry Hazel and I first went there to check it out, I mean, our jaws just hit the ground. It was like, oh, this is so perfect.
It is.
And, I mean, what an opportunity. And so we basically have been doing our shows over there. And so we continue to move along, continue to grow. Of course, we're going through a new transition with the passing of Barry Hazel just a little over a month ago. And but we move on and we'll continue to do what we do, which is basically creating community through music.
Well, it's very moving what you guys are doing, and Oak Song Society to be together for 20 years and to bring this beautiful music and to bring Scott Joss and the Sidemen and the guys playing this Saturday. Very so happy to have you with us. I get kind of flustered because I'm so excited and feel the great energy of what you give. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure from our community as well, in your leadership, in the leadership in Oak Song Society, and Scott, for you to walk the earth and share your gift.
You're funny.
I mean that in the best way. It's not like a worship thing. It's just fantastic.
Thank you for
sharing
your time.
We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we have Kelly Verhoog, some really good information coming up here. KCNR 1460.
Some wild hogs.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading. The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Accounts from witnesses and survivors are casting doubt now on American suggestions that the Islamic State was directly to blame for the deaths of more than 100 people in a March 17th U.S. airstrike in Mosul. That's the northern city in Iraq where the battle has been most intense. U.S. officials say militants may, however, have forced people into the building and booby-trapped it with explosives, but the Associated Press reports it's been told by survivors that didn't actually happen. ISIS did prevent people from leaving the city, though, forcing them to try and find shelter in homes right in the fire zone. The House and Senate are poised this week to pass a funding bill and put an end to the threat of a government shutdown.
The bill increases border security and defense spending while it maintains funding for Planned Parenthood and sanctuary cities. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell supports it.
I'm pleased that we have now agreed to a solution that will advance many of the priorities of the American people, Congress, and the President.
Minority Leader Charles Schumer agrees.
We were able to achieve significant investments in domestic programs that help the middle class and those struggling to get to the middle class.
The bill is expected to win bipartisan approval by Friday. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Police say they've ruled out race as the motive in the shooting at a poolside party in San Diego over the weekend. They say the gunman was distraught after a recent breakup. Demetrius Griffin was an eyewitness.
The gunman went into his waistband and pulled out his weapon. He kind of froze for about, 5 to 10 seconds before opening fire.
Police say the gunman had phoned his ex-girlfriend so she could hear the gunfire and screams of terror. University of Texas police are defending how they use a campus warning system during a deadly stabbing rampage. Students complained on social media. It took up to 30 minutes to get a text warning from campus police, even as city and county emergency officials were sending updates on social media. More from townhall.com.
When you shop at your local Lifeway Christian store, you'll find trustworthy products that speak directly to your life at the best possible price. With a broad but trusted selection of options from popular authors and teachers like John MacArthur, Chuck Swindoll, Charles Stanley, Beth Moore, and Priscilla Shirer, you're sure to find what you need. At Lifeway, you'll also find a great selection of study Bibles to compare in translations like the New Christian Standard Bible, plus Bible studies, music, home decor, and resources for kids like DVDs, children's Bibles, and devotional books. Browse our selection, flip through the pages of a book, Bible study, or Bible, and you're sure to find just the right item. When you find it, skip waiting on shipping from an online retailer because you never have to worry about paying too much. With our price match promise, we'll match most prices you find, including Amazon's. Simply show us the current price and we'll match it. See store for details, and to find a store near you, visit Lifeway.com. Lifeway Christian Store. Trustworthy products at the best possible price.
U.S. regulators have approved a new drug that harnesses the immune system to treat advanced bladder cancer.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved Imfinzi, along with a companion diagnostic test for identifying which patients are most likely to benefit from it. Imfinzi is part of a new generation of drugs which stimulate the immune system to help fight cancer. AstraZeneca, Imfinzi's developer, says the average monthly list price for the drug is roughly $15,000, but varies with the patient's weight. It's given by IV every 2 weeks. Bladder cancer is the sixth most common type of cancer in the U.S. and is usually fatal when it recurs. Keith Peters reporting.
At hospitals around the country, doctors are searching for ways to relieve extreme pain while having to try and avoid using what's long been considered their most effective tool. Amid the nation's opioid crisis, doctors say they don't want to create any new addictions, which is a growing problem. More from townhall.com. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the net neutrality rules have been upheld by the federal appeals courts had been sought by then-President Obama to protect Internet consumers.
A federal appeals court says it won't reconsider its ruling to uphold the government's net neutrality rules, which require Internet providers to treat all online traffic equally. When a three-judge panel decided to preserve those regulations, it was a win for the Obama administration and consumer groups. But now the Trump administration has already signaled it intends to scrap the policy.
And that is correspondent Jackie Quinn. Innkeepers, restaurateurs, and landscapers around the country say they're struggling these days to find seasonal help and even turning down business in some cases because the government tightened up on visas for temporary foreign workers. At issue are the H-2B visas. They are issued for seasonal, non-agricultural jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Save the date for Friday, May 12th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce are hosting Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for prize money. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Hill Street Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person. Tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 12th, for the 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew Fest. From 5 to 9 p.m. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7454 or log on to windriver.com. Bacon and Brew. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 at our 8 o'clock time here on our morning show on this beautiful second day of May. How y'all doing? You're probably used to hearing Carl's voice and, if you've got something stuck in your craw. Well, Carl is out on a pig hunt. Only in Redding, California with you in a morning show and you say, on a boar hunt.
Are you mocking the colonel?
Wild boar. And Bob Belongi, our producer's at the helm. How you doing, Bob?
Quite well. I guess you can get away with it.
He's not going to give you the look, huh? The colonel look. The stern look. The chin goes out. You can just imagine. It's currently 68 degrees in the downtown studio. It's mostly sunny today with our highs of around 90, mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 66. Tomorrow, Wednesday calls for 90. Did I see 95?
Oh, my goodness. It could happen in certain areas. It's going to get toasty today, and don't put your dog in the car,
oh, no,
or I will personally come break your windows.
Oh, no. No, absolutely. What happened? I still have my down comforter on the bed, and I'm wearing a furry robe, and my house is humid. What? It just, like, there was no 2 days in between. So, anyway, 95
welcome
tomorrow.
Welcome to Reading Turnaround.
Oh, my God. Thursday's mostly sunny with a high near 91. Now, you want to know why it's humid? Because there might be thunderstorms on Thursday night, 20% chance of showers. I keep saying, take your pads out, put your pads in, you know, your chaise lounge pads, put them in, put them out. You know, it's one of those things, but it's great exercise. Friday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 77. And Friday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then a chance of showers after midnight. I love this forecast. Saturday, chance of showers with our highs of 70. So we're going to be going back down with the temperatures. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers In-Care Services is more than an in home health care agency. You know, Carl and I always feel that if something ever happened to either one of us or one of our parents, you know, you want compassionate in-home care, trusted provider of quality. They're bonded. These are the people to call. Sharon Clark has started Home Helpers. It's been in the business for years. Everybody has extreme background checks. That's really important. And it's first class. So they're located in Larkspur Lane, 226-8350. Go to Home Helpers if you need them. Now, very excited about Kelly Verhoog is in the house. Do we have like an applause button or anything like that or like happy music? And
I can make that happen okay. With a little more.
All right, let's do that. So Kelly Verhoog is here and Deanne Gallagher. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are here to talk about Shasta Thrive.
Yes. And Future Story, one of their programs.
Okay, Future. Okay, so what is, you know, Kelly, when you called and said, I'd really like to come on and talk about Shasta Thrive, and what is Future Story?
Future Story is a mentoring program for adults. There's a lot of mentoring programs out there for teenagers, but we leave adults in poverty. You know, there aren't a lot of mentoring options for them. So that's what this is. And it's 15 weeks. It's a 15-week workshop, and it's 2 hours every week, and each week builds on itself.
So when you talk about a workshop, are these for people who want to mentor or for people you're mentoring?
Both. We train the mentors. We have a manual, you know, a binder, a book, and it's got the 15 different chapters, you might say, modules we call them, learning modules for each week. So we train mentors, and we're looking for mentors. We hope there's some mentors listening out there, but who we mentor are basically people in living in poverty and chaos and, you know, we help them transform their lives.
All right, so let's hear about now, Deanne. You are the executive director of Shasta Thrive. How did you and Kelly meet?
How did we meet, Kelly?
Well, actually, a police officer told me you need to meet the people who run Shasta Thrive. They are your kind of people. He said there's a neighborhood in Anderson that Shasta Thrive is very active in. They've opened a community center there, and this police officer told me it was the worst neighborhood in Anderson 5 years ago. It had the most police calls by far, nothing but chaos. And in 5 years, it's been so transformed that community, the Shasta Thrive Community Center, had it's called Manter House Community Center, and they had recently an Easter party and before that a Christmas party, and the police are there enjoying the 160, 180 neighbors that come out of their little welfare apartments or, what you know, their low-income housing, right, that sort of thing. They come to the community center for these types of events, and the police are there with them, enjoying a meal and getting to – it's the police are so shocked how transformed this neighborhood is.
Well, that's like a little – the miracle on the, you know, the block. Yes. Miracle on the block that happens. So give me like a for instance of maybe a person or a family, how as a mentor, how you approach, maybe it's even feels like a dangerous situation. What's the first step?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, because it's a faith-based community center, we're never there alone. So we're pretty comfortable. We have a security system and that sort of thing. So the safety isn't really a problem. Plus we have God, we have prayer, and we're safe from that level. So people come to us, and the workshops that we're offering at Manter House, which Future Story is definitely a pillar of that, they create that atmosphere. And so we invite people in around certain topics. It might be food, it might be the garden, nutrition, it might be parenting, or it might be this Future Story workshop. And we really go after relationship. And so another way to think about safety is creating a spiritually and emotionally safe place. And it's really through listening. It's through having that curiosity, you know, I want to understand you. I want to understand you before I want you to understand me. And so,
and people, you know, like to be heard.
People love to be heard. And, you know, people who are taking advantage quite a bit of the social services that are offered in our community, which are needed. Those are needed resources. But a lot of times there's just paperwork and they're processed. And so here it's refreshing to them. Here there are real people that are all about their success, are all about their growth and development. And we meet them where they're at. And so Future Story is something that's more structured. It's the most structured thing that we're doing, and now we're trying to take that structure out into other venues in the community, which is what Kelly's main role is to get Future Story out there. And we believe we can replicate this success that we've had, because we've kind of really been looking at what have been the keys to success, what makes it work. And it really, at the center, it's relationship and it's love and encouragement, listening, and some directed questioning, if you will, almost coaching, discussion, really learning in a learning environment.
Now, is Shasta County Health and Human Services, are they involved?
Absolutely. Really, we wouldn't have Future Story if it wasn't for my coworker, really my partner, Christine Haggard. Kelly gave a little background about Manter House and about the time that we showed up in the neighborhood. She was already there because the data were showing that this was a community that needed the most attention. And so through her community organization skills and best practices, we developed relationship. And we really put our heads together and said, how can we blend what we want to do from a ministry perspective, kind of a parachurch ministry or, you know, a regional, it's a faith-based nonprofit, mm-hmm. is what it is, and we bring a lot of churches together. Anyone really can get involved. But then how can we strategically partner with what public health has to offer, which is a great deal of expertise, a great deal of understanding of this demographic that sometimes Christians don't really have a deep understanding of. And really, we have collaborated. We have put our heads together. We have talked through things, her with her coworkers, and me with other believers that were coming to the table.
All right. More on what is Future Story, Shasta Thrive, creating thriving communities through empowering relationships. We're looking about how we can fix some situations that are happening here in Shasta County and in Anderson, Redding, outlying areas. And I think this is a very powerful program that we and you need to know about. But let's take a break here. KCNR 1460.
That it's boring how people talk.
Join me this Thursday night in Overtime Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino from 6:30 to 8:30. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be swinging the night away with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Lou White on sax and flute. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Thursday, May 4th, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ira Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, Tuesday, May 2nd here. How you doing today? Oh, gosh, you know what? We're going to have about a 90-degree weather, 90-degree temperature today. And Bob said, don't leave your dogs in the car. You may have a smashed window. Because those little critters don't deserve that. Anyway, welcome back to the show, and you're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott. Carl is not on assignment. Carl is crawling around somewhere in the Northern California hemisphere on a wild boar hunt. So, you know, I just think it's really important that, you know, we all have bucket lists, and it's something he really wanted to do. And so I think it's great that he's out there fulfilling one of his things is to go out there and make sure that the environment is safe. All right, with us this morning is Kelly Verhoog and Deanna Gallagher. Deanna is the Executive Director of Shasta Thrive. Kelly Verhoog is the Future Story Program Coordinator. Shasta Thrive, creating thriving communities through empowering relationships. We've heard about the success of this program in Anderson, in an area that had the highest rate of calls from the Anderson Police Department. And through years of counseling and mentoring with this program, wow, it's just a total turnaround. We've been talking about the importance of being mentored, that people just want to be heard, because, you know, what we can do is say, oh, you're mentally ill, or they've fallen into the system, they've fallen in the cracks, and it's like, you know what, we just have a tendency to walk down and move forward because it's a time involved, what am I trying to say here?
Like a relationship. You know that relationship. You're going to have to invest a lot of time.
You're
going
to have to invest a lot of your time.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, but, you know, where do you go? How do you do it? And so that's the beautiful thing about Shasta Thrive. We're learning about that this morning with Kelly. Kelly's trying to bring this program into Reading because we've seen how successful it is. Faith-based, mm-hmm. How long is the program? Right now you're looking for mentors, and you are mentoring. You have a mentoring training class this Saturday, and it says invest in yourself and get trained. Go to our website and sign up at our Future Story page. Kelly, you got the camera on me. I want you to turn the camera on you because I want you to tell our listeners, what are you doing when you're bringing this to Reading? Let's get a visual about what's happening right now.
The first person to invite this program to Reading was actually the owner of the Grace Place Tea House downtown. She said, you know, I look out the windows and I see all these people who live in these downtown Reading motels, and they just look like lost souls wandering the streets. And, of course, you know, our police department has nothing but calls to these downtown mm-hmm. motels.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, why don't I open my doors and you bring mentors to my Grace Place Tea House this summer, and let's invite some of these people in, and let's, you know, start transforming their lives. You can, this program really works like leading a horse to water. If they're not ready, if they're not interested in a hopeful future, in a bright future, it doesn't interest them. But you can't believe how many people really want hope in their life and how badly they want a better life. They just don't have anybody to hold their hand and help them. They haven't been taught how to do it. So they need money management skills. They need some of the basics. You know, how do you deal with your mother when she abandoned you when you were eight and you don't even want to deal with her, or your father, or, you know, those relationship issues that you and I weren't really raised with, but they've had to suffer through, and they're still suffering as adults. And
many of these people live in cars. They go from parking lot to parking lot, camps to camps. And I don't know if we really have a number of how many are living in camps or under trees or under bridges. I was thinking about this the other day, and it's curious because once you lose your job, or maybe you never had a job and you've been living on assistance, and then you lose assistance, and then you have, like, where it costs for electricity, it costs for a phone, it costs for utilities, to get insurance. You've got to be able to build your life back up. And when you've gone down so far, and that's where you've lost your hope. So you're instilling hope back into people.
Exactly. So Chester County Health and Human Services, watching this grow in Anderson, they would love to see it brought into Shasta Lake City, into Redding. So Shasta County Health and Human Services will partner with us in bringing it to other areas and other neighborhoods that, you know, might need this. The Good News Rescue Mission would like this program for their, what they call the guest population, the people who are not in a program. Those are people who actually ask for a mentor to help them, to teach them how to do it right, how to stop making the same mistake over and over again. And so the mission sees Future Story as quite possibly an avenue where these people who are living in their car behind the Good News Rescue Mission and showing up there asking for help, and they might be able to get a mentor, and how that can change their life.
Give us the story about the woman who, you said there was a lady who went from homeless and hopeless,
yes,
to having a success story.
Right. She actually has taken the Future Story Workshop a couple of times. And the first time she picked up some of the tools, she raised her bar, so to speak, a little bit. But then the last time that she went through it, she was really at a place where life was starting to get a little bit better for her. She'd gotten out of her homeless situation, out of a lot of planning and a lot of hoping, and really some support in her lives. And then she really embraced the money management piece. And really, she learned how to get out of debt. They went after their credit score, and they started really understanding what goes into their credit score and rebuilding that by paying off some old debts. And lo and behold, they were actually able to get a vehicle, which brought increased stability to their lives, rather than having constant car problems. It's just amazing how all of these pieces work together. And it's up to the person to apply it to that point of pain in their life and to kind of invest some energy and some thought and to be able to process with somebody. So there's a story here of encouragement and hope, but it's a journey. You know, it's not an overnight fix. It's people walking with her, encouraging her. She's also going after inner healing, things that happened when she was a little girl that have just been kind of dogging at her all these years. And so she's experiencing spiritual freedom as well.
And when, as a mentor, when you see what's happening in these people, it endears you to them. Mm. And somebody that I would say, well, Lord, it would be really hard for me to love that person. In a few months, I love them. There was one kid in the last mentoring. Oh, I shouldn't say kid. Okay, he's probably 28. I don't know. But, you know, the long hair, and he comes in late, and he oversleeps and everything, you know, and I'm like, at one point, I decided, yeah, I kind of like him. I'm like, you know what? I really like you. You're great. And he goes, well, I've come a long way since I landed in Reading as a hobo on a train with nothing but a backpack. And look at me now. I'm like, what?
So he found a reason.
Yeah. He found love, and he found encouragement, and he found hope. And he's got a bright future.
And he's getting out of bed in the morning.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
You know, there's a big deal about that. Let's talk about that when we get back, about encouragement and how you know, if you see somebody who just is habitual in a bad pattern, how you're able to help them get through breaking what it is to just live where you just don't care. Like, there's a turning point. Let's talk about that with this program. Shasta Thrive is our guest here with Kelly Verhoog and, of course, Deanna Gallagher, who is the executive director of this program. Successfully executed in the Anderson area, looking to expand it here in Reading. We're going to talk about how you can be involved. Any questions? We're going to take live calls as well at 605-4567. If you'd like to be involved and talk to the girls this morning about anything, give us a call, and we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR on this Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Everybody. Four Winds Jewelry brings this portion of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And we've been interesting. It's been an interesting morning, and we wanted to keep over Deanna Gallagher, who is the executive director of Shasta Thrive, and Kelly Verhoog, good friend. You know, you've been one of the first, you and Norm have been, along with Kathleen and Lou White, some of our earliest friends that we've had in the Reading area, and we share the love of guns and being patriots.
And this radio station that we love
Thank you so much. And you're the people we go up and go the squirrel wars with. So we talk about that all the time. And you know, I know that your son is an Eagle Scout. Both of your kids now are at Baylor. I love to tell the success story because we've known you now for 10 years. And the kids were young. Now they're in college. And always just loved you and Norm and how you invested so much of your love and life into your children and how successful they've been and how you care about our community so much. And your brother is with, moved here, is now with the Anderson Police Department, Rocky.
Yes.
And your father was a police chief?
Was a police chief. He worked for the Eureka Police Department for 57 years. So that's long.
Just a mere 57
years.
Yeah,
mere 57.
So you have this, you know, very patriotic love of America, love of freedom, love of and giving. And you guys have been an incredible couple. And it just feels like it's seamless that you are now involved in this mentoring program with Shasta Thrive.
I did watch my parents model this behavior. My father was never introduced himself as a police officer. He was a peace officer. He was here at your doorstep to make sure you had that this ended in peace. And he, you know, gave that message to his officers. We are peace officers. He was also, a few years back, the Girls and Boys Clubs of America Man of the Year because of his mentoring of specifically young boys. That he would he's arrested their father, and he's thinking, man, I arrested your grandpa for 20 years. Now I'm arresting the dad for 20. Now here comes this boy.
Mm.
So my dad would reach out to that boy, and I can't believe some of the boys we had to take on camping trips and whatnot.
But he did.
As a little girl, I was like, what the heck is this guy doing here? You know, but it was my dad reaching out to let him see how a family operates.
Now, see, I never knew that, and yeah. I love that. Makes me tear up.
Makes you want to hug my dad again, huh?
Yeah. It's amazing. Well, you know what? And it begins there.
Yes, it does.
So you saw this, and now you want to do this for other people. Well, you've always been very generous with opening your door, and your kids have definitely are mentors as well.
Yes, and it comes naturally because my parents mentored it, and I never was – no one ever derailed me. People tried. Men tried to derail me, but but I didn't allow that and, you know, always put myself back on the tracks. And as you know, I've been married for a million years to the most fabulous man who is my spiritual leader, to be honest
Aww.
With you. And so this is the people that we're mentoring with Future Story are typically people who have not had this mentored. I mean, had this modeled. So, you know, that's what they, to find hope, they're looking for someone who can model this behavior. We don't say, copy me and what I'm modeling. We actually put them through a process of self-assessment exercises. So they get to know themselves a little better. And then through that, it's kind of fun for them to learn about themselves and their personalities. And then they understand why they have such a horrible relationship with their brother. It's because their personality is maybe out of one of those self-assessment tests, they found out, well, I'm a parrot. And then they realize that their brother, he if you tested him, he'd be a daggone eagle. So no wonder I can't get along with him. But then once they learn that about their brother, then suddenly they have some grace for their brother because they understand why he behaves like that. And then that is what heals relationships, is when they don't have that chaos with those people in their lives because they can understand. The more you understand about yourself and how you are naturally and how God made you and what your gift is that God gave you, and how, so you then you can start to appreciate that in other people. I'm a, you know, my spiritual gift is an encourager. Christians call it an extorter. And Deanna, we haven't talked about this before, but I think she is an evangelist. She's very comfortable reaching your heart and talking to you about deep things, spiritual things, where I just want to have fun and encourage you and make you happy. And they say that the two do not get along. The evangelist and the encourager do not get along. But we get along great.
That's not true. Because God made us each to work in our different personality styles, our different gifts, you know, and as we share that peace with the people that are coming in, they start to get this bigger picture, and lo and behold, their self-esteem starts to go up because they say, hey, I'm something cool. I have gifts. I am a treasure, and God sees me as something immensely valuable, even though I'm not picking that up from the people in my life. God sees me that way, and actually, the people around me in this room right now are reinforcing that.
So did you start Shasta Thrive?
Well, Shasta Thrive is kind of the next generation of what was once Reading Transformation, which was started by Jonathan Thompson. John and Natalia here started it back in 2004. And I had the wonderful privilege of really being mentored by John and Natalia in their transformational principles. And they just had a vision for our region. And they were reaching out and linking up people from businesses, churches, government agencies, saying, hey, let's work together and create transformation. And that was all based on biblical principles and biblical values. But it was really fresh language. And I loved how I could see how the culture was really starting to change as we got a hold of some of that language. And that was really the impetus to what we're doing today.
So you started with the 15-week workshop. I mean, did it evolve to this, the Future Story 15-week workshop? That's a long time.
Right. It actually started through listening to people and trying to offer some different pieces. And then Christine and I started just blending together some best practices, kind of from the social services world, like ways to think better, the tyranny of the moment, the 11 resources we got from Ruby K. Payne, who is just an expert in understanding poverty. And when I first was exposed to her work, boy, that helped me to have a grace for people who had been raised in generational cycles of this instability. And it just really broke my heart, you know, because I want everybody to experience the abundant life that Jesus came to give them. And, you know, like, I just wasn't seeing hope. I was just seeing hopelessness and depression and you know, low views of themselves.
Really. All right. So Kelly, you have give us an insight of what one workshop, you have 15. So, like, what would be one? What's the first one?
Well, the first one actually is we start with a dashboard. You remember the dashboard,
yes.
Kelly?
Yes. Yeah. Love the dashboard.
So, tell her about the dashboard.
I learned a lot about myself. I'm like,
really?
I'm supposed to be the mentor, and man, did I learn an awful lot about myself. And the dashboard is sort of, we give them a piece of paper that there's a drawing of a dashboard on it, and then we have them cut out circles of different things, you know, your
priorities in life.
Your
so my spiritual life, my personal growth, my relationships, my responsibilities. What else? So there's 9 of these areas, and we ask people to make their own set of priorities and put them in order.
And when you discover how you spend your time, that's when you realize that's really not how I want to spend my time.
Well, here's the thing is that if you're taking somebody who's just kind of like been numb.
Right.
And then you're at the first class or it's like, wait, this is just too much information for me. I don't even know. I don't even know what you're talking about. Feeling, spiritual, work, hope. I have no idea. I'm just living in a car and I'm just getting by. I'm lucky if I live to the end of the day.
It could happen, but it's a really tactile activity, and we just kind of say, here's 9 things, just put them in order however you want, and there's no wrong answers. So we make sure that first class is not a very threatening thing, and everybody does it, even the mentors do it, and it's just fun sharing why you chose to put things in that order. So it's pretty simple.
Well, thank you so much, Deanna Gallagher, who's the executive director of Shasta Live. Do you have any closing thoughts, Kelly?
Yes, actually, I do. We have. I'd love to encourage people to go to our website, which is www.shastathrive.org. You can hit the donate button and help us out because, of course, we do this on donations. That's what makes us go. And we also have a mentor training class this Saturday. If there's anyone out there who would like to get trained and be a mentor, Saturday is your day. You can go to our website, shastathrive.org, and sign up on the Future Story page, or you can call me, Kelly, at 351-1503 here in Reading. Our annual fundraising dinner is coming up August 17th at the Gaia Hotel. We'd love to see you there, and you can see the videos, and you can meet some of these people that have been through Future Story and hear their success stories. It's really so much fun. And also, if you have a niece or a nephew or a child or a by child, I mean adult child, or someone in your life that really could benefit from this.
All right.
Have them go to our website.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We're going to take a break. Bob, when we come back, we're going to finish up with some headlines, 5 things you need to know this Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back with our last 15-minute segment here on KCNR 1460.
Shasta Lake, love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with For Pete's Sake Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to shastadanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale prices have been extended. If you missed out on the sale, don't worry. You can still get a discount on the many drought-tolerant and riparian perennial plants that have been grown on-site at the Turtle Bay Nursery. Turtle Bay members get 30% off and non-members get 20% off through the month of May. The nursery is open every Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. all year long. Visit turtlebay.org for a full inventory list and more details. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to our last portion of the show here on KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott. And we always say Carl and Linda Bott. Carl is, he's on his own personal assignment up in the... So joining me is Bob.
He is hunting the hogs.
It should be interesting to hear his story tomorrow. But anyway, welcome back to the show. 68 degrees. Our highs today will be 90. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Bob, I wanted to close the show with five things you need to know on this Tuesday. The first one's United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz is likely to face a tough crowd when he testifies today before the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. His testimony comes nearly a month after United passenger was dragged by police off a flight to make room for United employees in an incident that was caught on video. United got more bad publicity last week after the death of a giant rabbit. We talked about this here on the... Does this sound like sci-fi or what? A contender to become the world's biggest that was being transported on one of its flights. Munoz told USA Today last week, "We put ourselves in the spotlight, so we have to manage it as best as possible."
United paid off very, very quickly. They did not want this to go to trial. Although, typically when these things do go to trial, they have bigger and badder lawyers, but they decided to staunch the bleeding and reached a settlement. Part of it was non-disclosure, so we don't know how much the good doctor received for his pain and suffering.
The doctor being the guy who was, yeah. But I had heard, now I'm not sure if this is true or not, so forgive me if it's just rumor-based, but that he had had other outlandish outcries, or what do you want to say, outbreaks prior to this incident on the airline.
Well, there's no doubt that he played it up. He and is profiting from it, but the airline clearly needed to work on its procedures because the security force was clearly a little bit heavy-handed in just dragging the gentleman off the airplane. So I think mistakes were made all along. It's cost them big in publicity, cost them big in dollars, probably a pretty good paycheck. So we'll see how that works out. And I'm going to answer the phone while you continue.
All right. So number two is a TV writer's strike averted. A potentially debilitating writer's strike was averted today after the Writers Guild of America and a group of studios and networks agreed to a new pact. The Writers Guild, about 6,000 writers, voted overwhelmingly last week to authorize a strike against the Hollywood studios if the two sides did not negotiate a new contract by midnight. When the current contract expired 10 years ago, a strike curtailed production of most shows for about 100 days and caused widespread layoffs.
And our good friend Coach Bob has a comment on the airline story.
Okay,
so
good
we'll
morning, Coach
call.
Bob.
Hey,
thanks Coach, for calling
hey, good
in.
Morning, you two. I would like to share with you what my sister and brother-in-law shared with me in Reno two weekends ago. I was over watching my niece play volleyball in a Western Regional national qualifier. She's a little 13-year-old. And both my sister and my brother-in-law are in administrative positions with American Airlines in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, boy.
American Airlines in Dallas.
American.
Okay.
Yes. Well, out of Euless is where the headquarters
okay.
is for
okay.
American. I asked her between games, I said, how would American have handled this situation if the same thing had happened exactly? She said, precisely the same way. That what the guy did, he broke the law. He apparently raised his hand when he said, we'll offer $800 for a seat. We need to get a couple of mechanics to another airport so they can fix the plane and get it off the ground with passengers waiting. And he took the 800 and walked off the plane, only to hear that they were now offering $1,000 because nobody else had given up their seat, and they needed one more seat. So he tries to get back on the plane. He's told he can't do it, and he shoves his way back on the plane. At that point, he is subdued by security people or feds or whoever they are, TSA. And the whole thing was brought on by this guy entirely 100%. And any airline, I feel certain after talking to them, would have done exactly the same thing. My sister's big complaint was United went and apologized.
And rewarded the bad behavior. Rewarded the bad behavior.
Yes, they certainly did.
Well, wouldn't you think, though, that a lot of this has to do with the edited version of what went viral? All we saw was the guy being drugged and
right.
his bloody face.
That's right.
And the passengers, they were freaking out. That's all we saw. We did not know. I did not know until this particular moment that he left willingly for 800 and then ran.
I did not. $800.
Okay. Did not know that. And it's only because I didn't read further into it. But only
well,
if you
couldn't have, in a lot of ways, Linda, you couldn't have because the press publicizes what they want. And it's, in my opinion, just another shining example of fake news where let's blame big corporate entity and this poor, poor, poor man that did nothing wrong. And that's how that was twisted. And I have seen so many people comment on Facebook about how big and bad and nasty United is. United did exactly the right thing.
How dare you make a profit?
Yeah. Wow.
How dare. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, now there's why don't we know about that?
That's a very good question.
Because big business is evil.
Who has covered
these folks?
Has anybody? Maybe I've just because it's so drive-by, we have already moved on from this. But there is a visual stuck in your brain about what you saw, and that's it.
You bet. That's exactly correct. And you know the thing is, you get in line to go through the TSA check, and you don't make jokes about having a bomb in your luggage. Because they'll have you down on the ground and handcuffed. And that's just the way life is on an airliner. You don't have a right to fly. You don't have a right to a lot of things. And once you leave the plane and you've accepted a gratuity, if you will, you don't get back on. That's the way it is. And we need to understand that that ticket doesn't entitle us to much of anything.
Well, and you follow the rules. It's like
and you follow the
it would
rules.
Be like
That's
going
exactly
against
correct.
The traffic and driving against the traffic is what he just did. He was
that's,
going it's, upstream.
That's exactly what he did.
And
well,
it still says in the fine print that a airline pilot, like the captain of a ship, can say, "You're out of here. I do not want you on my vessel."
Bingo. Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
They need to have that little sign like restaurants have. We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone
right.
and have it right before you board.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Bob.
All
really.
Right.
Thank
well,
you very much.
I figure
much.
It is from the source because the airline people find out real quickly
right.
exactly
oh, yeah.
what happened.
Well,
and I'm telling you verbatim what they told me, and so take that for what you think it's worth.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh,
wow. Well, okay. Also on the top, let's see, when we talk about five things you need to know, I like to...
We got two down, three to go.
All right. National Urban League report shows education improvement. Fewer African Americans are dropping out of high school and more are earning junior college degrees, but racial disparities still plague the U.S. education system. A new report released on Tuesday finds the National Urban League State of Black America 2017 study shared exclusively in advance with USA Today, measure the quality of life for African Americans and Hispanic Americans in terms of economics, health, education, social justice, and civic engagement. The organization's report found the equality index for Black Americans in education grew from 77.4% to 78.2%, due in part to a raise in home literacy activities among children and decline in high school dropout rates.
A lot of these reports, though, are released to an agenda. So while I applaud the improvement, I question the conclusions. But go ahead.
Ivanka Trump offers advice to women who work. Now, I don't know about you.
What, your place isn't in the home?
I just get so upset with the fact that, the media, the press, I mean, leave the kids alone. I know. I think she is a wonderful example for women. She's the daughter of a billionaire who made millions selling merchandise branded with her own name. This is what I'm reading from USA Today. Now Ivanka Trump, 35, hopes to pass on what she's learned in Women Who Work, Rewriting the Rules for Success. Out today, the book's voice reflects the young woman Americans are getting to know, poised and measured, articulate, disciplined, organized, and very sure of herself. She is not doing a publicity tour of the book and has announced that she will donate part of her advance and future royalties to her own charitable fund. So there you go. And Britain's Princess Charlotte turns two. We have a caller last minute of
the show.
You're
going to want to take this call.
Okay, let's hear what's going on. Hi.
Caller, you are on the air.
This is Carl. I'm standing on top of a hill watching the helicopters surround us as they're practicing their fire. As we're out here hunting. So it's kind of like they tell us there's a limit on helicopters, so we're going to have to leave this area.
Well, how is it real? No, you're kidding.
Hey, we were so close to the pigs. We were 15 to 20 feet away from pigs. I mean, that close.
Did they smell you?
We could see their eyelashes. Well, what happened was the grass was high. We couldn't tell which one was, you know, a boar. And because of the way the grass was, we had to wait and wait. And then the wind shifted, and that was it. We were in a stampede of hogs. So
what,
it was,
what now?
Exciting.
Are you moving directions, or do they?
We're moving, and we're trying to find another area. But I just thought I'd call in and tell you, if it wasn't for the grass, we would have been hauling hogs back today. And now we're watching helicopters surround us. kind of slows down the hunting. So
we got to run.
Anyway,
okay. You say good guys against the bad guys.
It's a good guys against a bad guy. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding Community Radio for the North State. News brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There will be a guilty plea from a white former South Carolina police officer charged in the fatal shooting of a black motorist who ran from a traffic stop 2 years ago. Word of a plea deal in the case of former North Charleston cop Michael Slager.
The plea agreement, which we obtained a copy of, shows that he will plead guilty to the main charge against him, to the federal civil rights violation. And in exchange for that, state prosecutors will drop the murder charge that they still had pending against Slager.
Correspondent Meg Kennard on Capitol Hill today.
I'd like to again apologize to Dr. Dow, to his family, to every person on that flight.
United